I think naturally frustration goes to the, you know, the fact that, you know, we should be in that postseason. I felt like we had our chances, and, you know, for one reason or another, we just blew it. You know, with all the work that we put in, towards the latter part of the season, we started to see some of the fruits of our labor, but couldn't finish, you know. So at the end of the day, it's not good enough. And I think, you know, there's going to have to be some sort of personal responsibility taken with every player and just, you know, focus on being much better than they were this year and coming back just stronger individually so, you know, we can be stronger as a team.
You've been here 10 years. There's a lot of optimism, it seems, that you might be back for year 11. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts about it right now?
I love to be back. I mean, I think, you know, you rarely get to see people start, you know, and finish with the same team after whatever it is, 12, 13 years, and not go somewhere else. So, you know, I feel like my arrow is still pointing up. I feel like I got better this year. I grew not, you know, just as a player, but as a person. And, you know, like I do every year, I'm going to come back stronger, faster, and better, and ready to take on whatever load I have.
To do that in your 30s, what does your offseason have to be like?
It's a little different than the average. Doing a lot more swimming these days, beach workouts. I still do my mixed martial arts. That keeps my mind at a place that not a lot of people can kind of deal with, because it takes a special person to kind of, you know, do that type of stuff for training. And then, you know, towards the latter part of my offseason, I get more into my football stuff. But when it's time for football, my brain is fresh, my mind is fresh and ready to work when I get back.